RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first quest. Well, Marvin Gaye to get us going here. I want you. No, not literally, but figuratively. 404-726-0929. Hey, already worried about your fantasy football team? Want to know who's a sleeper and who's a bust? Upper Hand Fantasy gives you the insight to draft the best lineup possible for your fantasy team. Get the upper hand with hosts Faraz Sadiq. No, how do you pronounce it? Sadiq? S-I-D-D-I-Q-I. Sadiq and Jack Rizzuto. They do all the hard work, so you don't have to. Just listen, get smarter, and draft your team. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow Upper Hand Fantasy for free on the Odyssey app or if you get your podcast. And you can listen to Peachtree Football with, who are these two jabrones? Dylon and Bo, Captain Morgan?
Yep.
Dylon Matthews, Bo Morgan. The Atlanta Falcons training camp is in full swing. Peachtree Football's got all things covered, including preseason games and the first preseason game against the Dolphins. Check them out on the Odyssey app as well. So we're already seeing, and you know, I have said repeatedly that I thought the low-key best move that this Falcons franchise did in the offseason wasn't a player that they signed, wasn't a trade that they made, wasn't extending somebody's contract, wasn't whatever anything else that you can think of it was. The low-key best move that the Atlanta Falcons made was bringing Jerry Gray in to be the assistant head coach, coach the defensive backs, be part of the defensive staff, working with Ryan Nielsen, who, by the way, has never been a head coach, or sorry, a defensive coordinator in the NFL. Now, he's been a co-DC before, like, and that's about as much as I've been a DC. But he's been a co-DC, but he's never been a play caller on the defensive side. This is where Jerry Gray is helping everybody out. He's helping out Arthur Smith. He's helping out Ryan Nielsen. Oh, yeah, and he's an excellent coach. And we've talked about his resume here in the past. Jair Alexander, one of the better corners, better young corners in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers, has nothing but great things to say about him. And he's not there anymore. Not Jair Alexander, but Jerry Gray is not there anymore. So it's not like he's bragging on how good of a coach he is right now. No, he credits him a lot with getting him to be one of the better corners in the NFL. And obviously, in 2010, he was the defensive backs coach for the Seattle Seahawks, who, let me see here, they had a couple of rookies on that team Oh, yeah, Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. Day-Day, did those guys turn out pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Not Dan Quinn, not Gus Bradley. Jerry Gray was the guy that spearheaded that whole Legion of Boom movement. And I thought that he was the best acquisition that the Falcons had in this offseason. And now fast forward to preseason game number one. And what did you see? You saw defensive backs making plays all over the field. You saw passes defended. And you know what else you saw? We actually had multiple interceptions, one of them that led to a pick six. How often have we ever had more than one interception in a game? How often have we ever had over the last decade or so, maybe since we had Ray Buchanan and Ashley Ambrose, that we've had actual guys in our secondary that could make plays? And this is, we talked about, this was the area of the team that I have consistently thought was their most improved area. I thought their secondary was the place that they had improved in the most, whether it was Jesse Bates, whether it was A.J. Terrell back and healthy, whether it was getting Jeff Okuda, whether it was, again, another year of Richie Grant and Jalen Hawkins. I think that they're the area of improvement that has been the biggest has been this secondary. And I think they really have a chance to be a top 10 caliber secondary when all is said and done. And a lot of that, yes, it's players and such, but Jerry Gray is going to be the guy that helps spearhead this thing. And I know he's not technically the defensive backs coach, but anybody want to sell me on the idea that he hasn't had a big influence already in the way and the look and the style? You don't think he's going to have big benefits with D. Alford and guys like that? We had four turnovers the other night. Most of that was led by our secondary. We only gave up 3 points. A good bit of that was spearheaded by our secondary because they didn't allow any passes, you know, in the end zone. So if all of our backup and third string guys can start to look like this, what do you think our first string can look like? I think A.J. Terrell's in for a big year. I think Jesse Bates, I think he needs to be a second team All-Pro caliber player. And I've said before, I think Jeff Okuda, if he's healthy, I think he's going to have a monster year. I think he's going to get himself paid really well. And it may not be by the Falcons, and it may be a situation where, you know, again, it's for some other team than the Falcons. But I certainly think that he is a guy that's going to have that breakout season. And I'm excited to see what this first team defense looks like. Because if these guys can play this well on our second and third stringers, then I'm excited to see what this becomes. I'm excited to see what this can look like. I'm excited to see what our secondary can do. Because the Jerry Gray influence is going to be felt.
Chuck, you know, one of the things I thought about when when watching the game was the, you talked about this last week, was the down and distance and being better there this season. And they had multiple situations where, like you said last week, when I don't remember if it was just you or if it was the guest you were talking to, but putting the opposing teams.
I said it multiple different ways.
Yeah. But putting those opposing teams in the third and longs, and they did that multiple times. And then again, I think one of those led to, I think, the interception.
Yeah. Again, you're putting teams in a position that there's a higher likelihood of turning the football over. Whether it's because you have to drop back and pass, whether you get pressure on a quarterback and he has to throw it quicker, whether you put him in long distance downs and distance to where they become a one-dimensional offense. Whatever that is, that's how all of that comes together. And that's a byproduct of, okay, can we be good on first and second down? Can we put teams in down and distance, you know, third and three versus third and 13? There's a massive difference in the way the playbook looks for all of that.
Yep.
Massive difference. And so, again, the Jerry Gray influence, being able to create, you know, help with Ryan Nielsen and creating pressure and our secondary stepping up and forcing turnovers and getting sacks and every aspect of it. I think that with Nielsen and Gray and some of these coaches that we're in really good hands. But I certainly think Jerry Gray is already starting to have a big influence on this team. And I still think that he's going to have an even bigger influence as this team goes along. Just in the way our defensive backs are going to look. Are going to look and going to play. And we certainly have enough talent back there. But it obviously has to come all together. So I'm very hopeful. And based upon what I saw in game number one, like I said, that's a very good first step. Very good first step. It's by no means a completed project. By no means a finished painting. By no means a well-oiled machine. It's a good first start for what this team, you know, wants to become. And again, I think that a lot of this is spearheaded by the influence of a Jerry Gray. That I thought their secondary played well. I thought the ability to turn the football over, capitalize on turning the football over, not allowing touchdowns to be scored. You know, we haven't seen that. Remember, we were the worst pass defense in the NFL last year. The worst. Part of that was injury. Part of that was we didn't have a second guy. So I can accept some of that, but even AJ Terrell probably regressed a little bit and didn't have as good of a year, and certainly the rest of our secondary didn't have the kind of year that we were looking for in all this. So again, I think the Jerry Gray influence is already being felt, and I'm excited to see what our first team defense can do. I'm excited to see what this first team secondary. I wish that Jeff Okuda was healthy and we could get a dose of him, but I'm excited now for a guy like Clark Phillips. If he's going to play this Friday and he's going to get a look-see, let me see what he looks like. I don't know what he's ultimately going to be, but let me see what he can look like in this defense and with this coaching staff, with these guys, with a Jerry Gray and Ryan Nielsen coaching these guys up. Let me see what that looks like for a Clark Phillips. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. Wait till I tell you about a couple of these Babe Ruth cards that are up at auction that will be closing out this weekend. And our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, Nuts in the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. 9:20 live from the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. All right, Day-Day, going to ask you about a couple of these auctions. So there's a couple of Babe Ruth cards that will be closing their auctions on Saturday, okay?
Okay.
A 1916 M101-5 blank back rookie Babe Ruth card. It grades out at a 5.5. It's a black and white photo. It's like a little mini card, okay? Like a tobacco size card.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, like a little, like a little, I don't know, not a, it's a mini card is what it is. Grades out at a 5.5. What do you think the current bid is at right now?
$340,000.
Wow. Right now.
Wow.
$340,000.
Wow.
And this thing's going to close in 5 days. I'm guessing this is a Babe Ruth rookie that's still in pretty good shape.
Closing in 5 days?
Yes. I'm guessing over $500,000 when all is said and done.
Yeah.
Because the next bet is $350,000. I'm going to guess it's going to go up to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got that kind of money laying around to spend on
Well, definitely not me.
All right. This is the one. A 1933 Gaudi Babe Ruth. This is a colored card. It's a color. It's a color. It's in color, but it's a. It's like a drawing of him. Okay, it grades out at an 8.5, and I think the thing that I saw is that there's only 4 out of 1,600 submissions. Only 4 of the 33 Gaudi Babe Ruths grade out higher. What do you think the price is? 8.5, by the way.
8.5. I'll say that one's probably like, I'd say that one's probably about 400 grand.
$850,000. With
Whoa.
The, right now, with the buyer's premium, okay? With when you include the buyer's premium, $1,020,000.
When does that one close out?
5 days.
Ooh, that one. Ooh.
That'll be $1 million card.
Yeah.
That'll be $1 million. Because the next bid, the current bid is $850,000. The next bid is $862,000.
Sheesh.
So this one will be over $1 million. Only 4 of these cards have been graded higher. It's a beautiful looking card. And it's Babe Ruth, right? It's the Sultan of Swat. It's the, one of the old timers.
Yeah.
850. Who's got 850,000 large to just spend on a baseball card?
Well, I guess my question, because well, they never say, because I'm wondering, like, who actually owns the card? Like, is it an individual person?
Well, you know, so years ago, when one of the rare Hannes Wagner cards came up for auction. Mm-hmm. That was owned by Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky was one of the, I think there were actually two owners. Because again, when cards start to get in the millions, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking about a business at that point, right? But Wayne Gretzky was one of the owners of one of the, you know, the T206 Hannes Wagner, which is like the what do you want to call it? The golden ark, or the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, that's the rarest of the rare of the rare of all time is the T206 Wagner. I think it's 1909 tobacco card.
Gotcha.
So that's the gold standard of all baseball cards.
Okay.
And he was one of the owners of it.
So whoever owns these two probably more than likely are kind of not high profile, but they're probably of financial stature.
You know, I don't even know about that because when you have when some of these cards, they're just owned by jamokes.
Right, that's true.
I mean, a jamoke finds a stash in a basement shoebox,
and that's true.
All of a sudden you are become a millionaire for it. 850 large.
That is crazy.
Whew. All right. Timothy Blyfnik, okay? He was on Family Feud in 2020. And Steve Harvey asked him a question. He said, "What was your biggest mistake that you made at your wedding?" And Blyfnik answered, quote, "I do." Then he immediately told Harvey, he said, "Not mine to say, not mine to say, I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I?" Where Steve Harvey responded, "It's going to be a lot of hell to pay at your house." Fast forward. Family Feud contestant who joked about marriage gets life in prison for his wife's murder. Timothy Blyfnik joked about his wife on the Family Feud. Now he's serving life in prison. A judge sentenced a former contestant on the game show Family Feud to spend life in prison for the slaying of his estranged wife in Western Illinois. 40 years old, found guilty earlier this year of first-degree murder and home invasion in the February 23rd shooting death of Rebecca Blyfnik. The body of Blyfnik was found by a family member inside her Quincy home after she failed to pick up her children from school. She had been shot multiple times. He was arrested on March 13th, 12 days after his Quincy home was searched. The couple was separating, going through a divorce. A hearing on the matter was scheduled for the week after the murder, the local media had reported. According to authorities, Blyfnik shot Rebecca after leaving the couple's three kids sleeping at his home. Mm. Yeah. How about that one? So he not only joked about it, but he made it all come true. Crazy, crazy, crazy story.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, some good birthdays today. Doc Holliday's birthday is today, the actual Doc Holliday, not Val Kilmer. Earl Weaver, the great baseball manager. Steve Martin, the comedian. By the way, I saw a couple of weeks ago The Jerk on television. Fantastic, fantastic movie.
So my wife gets mad at me because sometimes I'll just randomly lick her face. Because remember?
Yes, 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 yes. Their first kiss. Yes, yes. Bernadette Peters.
Yes.
Bob Backlund's birthday is today. He was my first heavyweight champion. I was watching him as the heavyweight champion before Hulkamania. Magic Johnson's birthday is today. Halle Berry's birthday is today. God love her, man. 57 years old, and she is stunning.
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow's birthday is today.
Nice.
So in honor of our interview that we did earlier in the show with Britt Baker, tonight's top 10 list, your top 10 favorite all-time women's wrestlers. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. In no particular order, starting off with the fabulous Moolah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Lita. I was really a big fan of Lita. I really felt like during that era, because that's kind of when the divas was kind of at their high point, but Lita was like the true
Did I tell you, I smoked cigars with her uncle?
Yes, she did, I think. Because didn't you say she went to Sprayberry, right?
She went to Lassiter.
Lassiter, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Lassiter.
So her and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes both went
to Lassiter. Lassiter has a very good high school wrestling program.
Oh, yeah, they do. I used to. So her uncle lived over kind of in the Roswell, East Cobb area.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come over to the Good Life Smoke Shop.
Okay.
And he'd come over and smoke cigars with us. And we always joked about, you know, being Lita's uncle and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So, yes, I smoked cigars with Lita's uncle.
All right. Trish Stratus, I felt like she really was one of the better divas that transcended into actually, you know, ring technique. Because of you, I really like Rhea Ripley.
Oh,
like,
I
wasn't paying her a lot of attention at first, but I really like her.
She just got engaged.
Yeah, yeah. He's in another
AEW. Buddy Matthews.
Yeah,
in AEW.
Yeah,
he used to be in the WWE.
Right.
He was Seth Rollins' flunky for a while there,
mm-hmm.
and then he went over to AEW, and now he's in the, as Jim Cornette calls him, the House of Blech.
Yeah. Natalya.
Natty. I like Natty a lot.
I don't know if it's because she can't really, if it's her promos, but I really thought she was going to go a lot further. But remember Paige?
Mm-hmm.
I used to really like Paige.
So I've tried to get her on the show, Saraya.
Okay.
I've tried to get her on the show.
Yeah, she was.
By the way, keep reaching out to your guy.
Okay. Yeah. They don't cross paths, do they? I mean, they probably do, but.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Just keep reaching out.
Naomi. I thought she's really good in the ring. Sherry Martel, of course.
Love Sherry Martel. One of my absolute favorite performers of all time.
And then Wendi Richter.
Yeah, I've got Sherry Martel on my list as well, and I really think, look, the stuff that she did with Macho Man Savage,
mm-hmm.
and she, they don't do this nowadays, but she was taking bumps from Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, again, she would take the atomic drop.
She
was taking bump. Hogan would put his hands on her, mm-hmm. you know, in that feud with Beefcake Hogan.
Yep.
You know, what's his name? The guy from Tiny Lister.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Yeah.
You know, and Zeus and Savage and all mm-hmm. that, and that whole feud was going on.
Yep.
She was the manager for all that.
Yep.
She was taking bumps from Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
So she was never afraid to get mixed up in wrestling with the guys and stuff like that. I've got Wendi Richter as well because she was the first women's wrestler that I remember.
Yeah.
Her and Sherry Martel were two of the first ones. But Wendi Richter was a big star.
She was.
You know, she's the original screw job.
Right.
For WWE.
Yes. Moolah.
Moolah dressed up as the Black Adam or
what
something.
What was her name?
The Black Spider, Black Willow or something
Black
like that.
Black Widow, I think. Was it Black Widow?
Black Widow or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they screwed her because she was not going to drop the title.
Right.
They screwed when they screwed her out of the title
mm-hmm.
because she was about to leave. And
yep.
and she never came back to WWF after all that. So I've got Lita on my list as well. I thought Lita of her and Trish was she was the real star of all of that. I've obviously got Rhea Ripley because I think she's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Charlotte Flair fan. I think
Charlotte's good. Yeah,
I think Charlotte Flair is arguably the Hulk Hogan of women's wrestling.
Nice.
Like, she's the biggest superstar of all time. I'm a big fan of Bayley, and we should pull that. We need to pull that clip out where she talks about John Freaky. she's the one who named him Freaky. But I love Bayley. I think Bayley's a phenomenal performer. I'm also a big fan of Sasha Banks. I think Sasha Banks is a. I think those girls, when they had Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha and mm-hmm. Becky all together as the four horsewomen and all the matches that they had with one another, that was some of the best NXT that was ever done. I've got Victoria. I was a big fan.
Oh, I forgot about
Leslie.
Victoria.
What's her name? Leslie Vaughn something. I was a big fan of Victoria. Loved her look, loved her work as well. Gail Kim. Gail Kim was in WWE, but she really made her name. Her and Awesome Kong really were having some of the best matches in Impact. And what was it? Impact or it wasn't Ring of Honor. I think it was Impact or TNA or whatever it was at that time. But her and Awesome Kong had some of the best women's matches. And Lance Storm said she's the best women's wrestler of all time. And my absolute favorite because, again, she reminds me so much of Stone Cold Steve Austin in some ways and how she got over, but it's Becky Lynch.
Lynch.
And I'm such a fan of Becky. The work, the promo, everything about her, her look. I just think that she is a top flight. And I don't think they at times have booked her really well.
Mm-hmm.
But when that whole thing went down, when she slapped Charlotte at SummerSlam, and then she got punched in the face by mm-hmm. Nia Jax with the blood, like that made her. Like that, yeah. All of that made her, and the promos and some of the matches that she had with Charlotte. I'm the biggest Becky Lynch fan that there is, man. I think she's a phenomenal performer.
Yeah, so. I'm with you.
All right, when we get back, we'll head to the top of the hour and the it's a Monday, right? It's the Atlanta Soccer tonight. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, now to the game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92 on the game. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Braves up 9-2. Did we not just say Max Fried? 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, couple of strikeouts. Did we not say 6 innings and 2 runs? That's fine. Because now they're up 9-2. So this one's getting out of hand. Riley's hit the only home run in the game. Let's check out on our favorite group of people, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Braves. 6 for 12, 4 runs, 6 RBI. Sounds like a pretty good night. Sounds like a pretty good night for the Oak Crew. As we said, Max Fried, 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk and a couple of strikeouts, 83 pitches for Max Fried. His ERA is now at 2.57, and Johnson's in, so even probably he can't blow this thing. So Braves should cruise to a victory here, which will put them at 76-42. They'll be 38-20 at home. And as the Mutts are blowing out the Pirates. The and that's the only Marlins beat the Astros. So again, Braves will just keep pace with everybody in there. And again, the division's over at this point, and I don't know why we're not letting Michael Soroka get some starts, up here, but obviously that's their decision, and, they're trying to figure out what to do with this other, starting spot for the rotation about who they're going to put into all of this thing. Hopefully not Yanni Chirinos again. Can't really say as I want to see him pitch ever again in my lifetime. How about that? I don't even want to run into Yanni Chirinos at a game, at a Little League game where he's coaching his kids or whatever. I don't even want to run into him there, because I feel like that he'll grab a ball and try to pitch or something like that. I don't want to be anywhere near all of that that kind of stuff. So fun interview with Britt Baker. We're going to try to get some more AEW folks on. We're trying to get them before they come here, obviously, to town. They'll be in town August 23rd, on Wednesday, August 23rd. And then they go on the 27th to Wembley. So they're going to have Dynamite, and they're going to tape Collision here as well at Gas South Arena. So you can go to AEW.com and get your tickets. But they're going to tape Collision here. And that's what's going to be interesting, is because Dynamite and Collision are coming together. And I don't know if you know all the drama about the CM Punk stuff, but he, obviously they separated those shows specifically to keep
Omega and the Young Bucks away from CM Punk and FTR and all that kind of stuff. Now, FTR and the Young Bucks are going to wrestle and in Wembley, so you know they're gonna do it up, but they've obviously tried to keep all of those guys away from each other because obviously with the drama that CM Punk had with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and all that, that's obviously that backstage drama and the locker room stuff that was going on. So they tried to keep everybody away from one another, but now they're all going to be here at Gas South Arena. So we'll try to have some more of those folks on. So I mean, I've got my wish list. I mean, I've put out my wish list, and Britt Baker was one of the people that I really wanted to talk to. So, and she was off tonight and at home or something like that. So that's why we were able to hook up with her. So Day Day, the pressure's on you. I did my job. I got my guest lined up. I got my person lined up. Now we got to get yours. You know, we got to get you. Got to get you off the bench, contributing to the show, helping contribute. No, Day Day's doing a great job here. So, but anyway, we'll try to get some more of those folks on before they end up coming to Atlanta. And I guess are we? Can you look at the schedule? See if we're working. You got the schedule
for this week or that?
No,
week?
for that August 23rd. Are we working? I'm guessing if something is going on that I would like to go see, that would mean I'm working.
Yeah, but maybe we can be live.
We'd have to sell all of that, wouldn't we?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe they'd have to get some money out of AEW.
Yeah, I mean, we can't go anywhere unless we sell something or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll pitch that to Conti.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that. But again, it's at Gas South Arena though, so mm-hmm. we don't have necessarily an affiliation with Gas South
with
Arena specifically.
Not, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
that's the old. For those that don't know, that's the old Gwinnett Civic mm-hmm. Center or whatever it was, or the Gwinnett Arena, I should say.
Yeah, the Gwinnett Arena.
The Gwinnett Arena. The hockey team still plays there, right?
They do, and then so does the Swarm.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the lacrosse team. Yes. Yeah, so they play there. What's the
and the arena team played out there at one point.
Yeah,
before
one time
Arthur
when they,
Blank bought
yes,
them.
Yes, when Arthur Blank had the they were the Georgia Force.
Yes,
and they played at Gas South Arena. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a cool little arena.
It is.
We saw. It was myself, Oren, I believe Rob Tribble, and Crooked Pocahontas, Matt Holmes. We saw Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates.
Nice.
There a few years ago.
Nice.
So that was a good concert. I love both those bands, but I really love me some Hall & Oates. So yes, we were all there for all of that. But what's the name of the hockey team? It's not the Atlanta Knights anymore. Oh gosh. Now I can't remember what the name of the it's the IHL team. Gosh, I should know all of this. Let's see my
Gladiators.
Gladiators, yeah. Yeah. So the Gladiators play out there still, but that's a cool little arena. It's not a huge building,
no.
But it's for like wrestling, it'll be a pretty good size. It'll be pretty good size for
that's actually where WWE, when they first started coming, they had
yes.
to go out there. They couldn't get
so
into these venues.
They called it Starcade.
Mm-hmm.
This was a couple of years ago in December that they called it Starcade. And this was back when Bray Wyatt was doing the Fiend
okay.
gimmick,
right?
And he wrestled Braun Strowman, and this is back when Miro or Rusev was still in the WWE, and he was feuding with Bobby Lashley,
okay.
with his wife Lana, where she had
right.
gone with Lashley. So this was a few years ago, and they had kind of like a glorified house show,
right?
You know, is what it was, but it was Starcade. They called it because they own all the rights to all
right.
that kind of stuff, but they called it Starcade. And so it was fine. I mean, it was a good show. I mean, we went out there. Main event was terrible. I mean, the Bray Wyatt thing
and Braun Strowman in a cage or whatever was a dreadful match, but that was it was fine. I mean, it was fun, you know, to be there, whatever like that. But so they you're right. The WWE has done things there in the past. That's also where Impact used to go to. Mm-hmm. Back when it was, I think it was Impact at that time. It wasn't TNA, but it was Impact because I saw Rampage Jackson. You know who Rampage yes. Jackson is, the fighter?
Yes.
So he was there. Hulk Hogan was there. Sting was there. So this was, you know, TNA, Impact, whatever you want to call it at that time. So we went, a bunch of us that went, that worked all together. We went, and saw Rampage Jackson and all that when he came to Atlanta. Nice. I think I still have the pictures on my phone, actually, of Hogan coming out and all that good kind of stuff. So anyway, so they've had a pretty good amount of wrestling at that building and at that arena. So I'm almost surprised that coming right before Wembley, that they didn't try to get State Farm Arena or something like that. Now maybe the WWE has the rights on
rights
that
or something. Kind of like how,
but I mean they've been to State Farm before. When they first came here, when Cody did that crazy moonsault off the top of the cage, when he did that crazy stunt here, that was at State Farm Arena. So I'm surprised that they are doing it at Gas South. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I wondered if they would, you know, try to book a bigger building because of, you know, they're going to Wembley, you know, like literally 4 days after they do this show, they will be in Wembley in front of, it's going to be at least 70,000 people.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be somewhere 80,000 people when all is said and done.
I wonder if State Farm just needed a break because that Wednesday is open, but that Monday they got LL Cool J. That Tuesday they got Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire.
Wow, those are some pretty good concerts.
Yeah.
Would you go see LL Cool J? Have you ever seen him?
I have seen him perform, and I think that concert is actually like it's like him, the Roots. It's a pretty good lineup. It's kind of like it's an old school hip hop concert.
Who's the guy that we lost over the weekend? Who's the rapper that we lost? Reggae or Reggie or
Magoo.
Magoo.
He did a song with Mr. Timberland. Magoo. Yeah.
Mr. We lost Mr. Magoo.
Not Mr. Just Magoo.
Huh?
Just Magoo.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. So yeah, I saw that we lost him. Young too, by the way, wasn't.
Yeah, he's only 50.
Yeah, well, that's a kid.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, that's 50 years old is like being a kid. So anyway, but R.I.P. to Mr. Magoo or whatever it is. So, all right, when we come back, gonna wrap things up with a Love TKO. Chuck, we're in the Kia Studios for a few more minutes. Sports Radio Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92 on the game. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Braves up 9-2. Did we not just say Max Fried? 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, couple of strikeouts. Did we not say 6 innings and 2 runs? That's fine. Because now they're up 9-2. So this one's getting out of hand. Riley's hit the only home run in the game. Let's check out on our favorite group of people, the 7, 8, 9 hitters for the Braves. 6 for 12. 6 for 12, 4 runs, 6 RBI. Sounds like a pretty good night. Sounds like a pretty good night for the old crew. As we said, Max Fried, 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk and a couple of strikeouts, 83 pitches for Max Fried. His ERA is now at 2.57, and Johnson's in, so even probably he can't blow this thing. So Braves should cruise to a victory here, which will put them at 76-42. They'll be 38-20 at home. And as the Mutts are blowing the Mutts are blowing out the Pirates. The and that's the only Marlins beat the Astros. So again, Braves will just keep pace with everybody in there. And again, the division's over at this point, and I don't know why we're not letting Michael Soroka get some starts, you know, up here, but obviously that's their decision, and you know, they're trying to figure out what to do with this other, you know, starting spot for the rotation, about who they're going to put into all of this thing. Hopefully not Yanni Chirinosa again. Can't really say as I want to see him pitch ever again in my lifetime. How about that? How about I don't even want to run into Yanni Chirinos at a game, at a Little League game where he's coaching his kids or whatever. I don't even want to run into him there, because I feel like that he'll grab a ball and try to pitch or something like that. I don't want to be anywhere near all of that that kind of stuff. So fun interview with Britt Baker. We're going to try to get some more AEW folks on. We're trying to get them before they come here, obviously, to town. They'll be in town August 23rd, on Wednesday, August 23rd. And then they go on the 27th to Wembley. So they're going to have Dynamite, and they're going to tape Collision here as well at Gas South Arena. So you can go to AEW.com and get your tickets. But they're going to tape Collision here. And that's what's going to be interesting, is because Dynamite and Collision are coming together. And I don't know if you know all the drama about the CM Punk stuff, but he, you know, obviously they separated those shows specifically to keep Omega and the Young Bucks away from CM Punk and FTR and all that kind of stuff. Now FTR and the Young Bucks are going to wrestle and in Wembley, so you know they're gonna do it up, but they've, you know, obviously tried to keep all of those guys away from each other, because obviously with the drama that CM Punk had with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and all that, that's obviously that backstage drama and the locker room stuff that was going on. So they tried to keep everybody away from one another, but now they're all going to be here at Gas South Arena. So we'll try to have some more of those folks on. So, I mean, I've got my wish list. I mean, I've put out my wish list, and Britt Baker was one of the people that I really wanted to talk to. So, and she was off tonight and at home or something like that. So that's why we were able to hook up with her. So Day-Day, the pressure's on you. I did my job. I got my guest lined up. I got my person lined up. Now we got to get yours. You know, we got to get you. Got to get you off the bench, contributing to the show, helping contribute. No, Day-Day's doing a great job here. So, but anyway, we'll try to get some more of those folks on before they end up coming to Atlanta. And I guess are we? Can you look at the schedule? See if we're working. You have the schedule
for this week or that?
No,
week?
for that August 23rd. Like, are we working? I'm guessing if something is going on that I would like to go see, that would mean I'm working.
Yeah, but maybe we can be live.
We'd have to sell all of that, wouldn't we?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe they'd have to get some money out of AEW.
Yeah, I mean, we can't go anywhere unless we sell something or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll pitch that to Conti.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that. But again, it's at Gas South Arena though, so mm-hmm. we don't have necessarily an affiliation with Gas South
with
Arena
the arena,
specifically.
Not, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
that's the old. For those that don't know, that's the old Gwinnett Civic mm-hmm. Center or whatever it was, or the Gwinnett Arena, I should say.
Yeah, the Gwinnett Arena.
The Gwinnett Arena. The hockey team still plays there, right?
They do, and then
and the
so does
team.
The Swarm.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the lacrosse team.
Yes.
Yeah, so they play there. What's the
and the arena team played out there at one
well,
point
yeah,
before
one time
Arthur
when they,
Blank bought
yes,
them.
Yes, when Arthur Blank had the when they were the Georgia Force.
Yes,
And they played at Gas South Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a cool little arena.
It is.
It was myself, Oren, I believe Rob Tribble, and Crooked Pocahontas, Matt Holmes. We saw Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates.
Nice.
There a few years ago.
Nice.
So that was a good concert. I love me both those bands, but I really love me some Hall & Oates. So yes, we were all there for all of that. But what's the name of the hockey team? It's not the Atlanta Knights anymore. Now I can't remember what the name of the it's the IHL team. I should know all of this. Let's see, my
Gladiators.
Gladiators, yeah. So the Gladiators play out there still, but that's a cool little arena. It's not a huge building,
no.
But it's for like wrestling. It'll be a pretty good size. It'll be pretty good size for
that's
that
actually where WWE, when they first started coming, they had
yes.
to go out there. They couldn't get
so
into these venues.
I went to a – I went to – oh, gosh. It was a – they called it Starcade.
Mm-hmm.
This was a couple of years ago in December that they called it Starcade. And this was back when Bray Wyatt was doing the Fiend
okay.
gimmick,
right?
And he wrestled Braun Strowman, and this is back when Miro or Rusev was still in the WWE, and he was feuding with Bobby Lashley,
okay.
with his wife Lana, where she had
right.
gone with Lashley. So this was a few years ago, and they kind of like a, it was like a glorified house show,
right?
You know, is what it was, but it was Starcade. They called it because they own all the rights to all
right.
that kind of stuff, but they called it Starcade. And so it was fine. I mean, it was a good show. I mean, we went out there. Main event was terrible. I mean, the Bray Wyatt thing and Braun Strowman in a cage or whatever was a dreadful match. But that was fine. I mean, it was fun. You know, to be there, whatever like that. But so they you're right. The WWE has done things there in the past. That's also where Impact used to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Back when it was. I think it was Impact at that time. It wasn't TNA, but it was Impact because I saw Rampage Jackson. You know who Rampage
yes.
Jackson is, the fighter?
Yes.
So he was there. Hulk Hogan was there. Sting was there. So this was you know, TNA, Impact, whatever you want to call it at that time. So we
we went a bunch of us that went that worked all together. We went and saw Rampage Jackson and all that when he came to Atlanta. Nice. I think I still have the pictures on my phone actually of Hogan coming out and all that good kind of stuff. So anyway, so they've had a pretty good amount of wrestling at that building and at that arena. So I'm almost surprised that coming right before Wembley that they didn't try to get State Farm Arena or something like that. Now maybe the WWE has the rights
the
on
rights
that
or something. Kind of like how,
but I mean they've been to State Farm before when they first came here when Cody did that crazy moonsault off the top of the cage when he did that crazy stunt here. That was at State Farm Arena. So I'm surprised that they are doing it at Gas South. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I wondered if they would, you know, try to book a bigger building because of, you know, they're going to Wembley, you know, like literally 4 days after they do this show, they will be in Wembley in front of, it's going to be at least 70,000 people.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be somewhere 80,000 people when all is said and done.
I wonder if State Farm just needed a break because that Wednesday is open, but that Monday they got LL Cool J. That Tuesday they got Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow, those are some pretty good concerts.
Yeah.
Would you go see LL Cool J? Have you ever seen him?
I have. I have seen him perform. And I think that concert is actually like, it's like him, The Roots. It's a pretty good lineup. It's a kind of like, it's an old school hip hop concert.
Who's the guy that we lost over the weekend? Who's the rapper that we lost? Reggae or Reggie or
something? Magoo.
Oh, yeah, Magoo.
He did a song with Mr. Timberland. Magoo. Yeah,
Yeah, Mr. We lost Mr. Magoo.
Not Mr., just Magoo.
Huh?
Just Magoo.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. So yeah, I saw that we lost him. Young too, by the way, wasn't.
Yeah, he's only 50.
Yeah, well, that's a kid.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, that's 50 years old is like being a kid. So anyway, but R.I.P. to Mr. Magoo or whatever it is. So all right, when we come back, we're gonna wrap things up with a Love TKO. Chuck, we're in the Kia Studios for a few more minutes. Sports Radio to the game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.